An update to the lawsuit. So there's a new development application put into the town from the people who wanted to develop that area before. And there's another group that has applied to the courts to basically put an injunction to this completely before the town even gets the chance to consider it. Where's that at right now?
The first court date was supposed to be the 7th. Both parties agreed to adjourn it to next Friday, the 16th, for preliminary arguments. And a couple things have come about. One, there was an error in my story last week where I equated the Friends of Peaks of Grassy, which is an incorporated group, with the Peaks of Grassy Community Association. These are two separate entities. So it's not the community association that's filed the lawsuit. It is a separate company that was registered in September. It has three directors, Tom Boone, Mark Grumman, the lawyer representing the group who filed the lawsuit and the injunction, and Ernie Mattern. Now, Ernie Mattern and Tom Boone both, I believe, are on the executive of the community association as well.
Okay.
Three individuals have financially backed the lawsuit: Steve Hrudy, Blanca Servi, and Tom Boone. And Steve Hrudy is the president of the community association.
Okay.
So they're two separate entities that share a lot in common.
From a legal standpoint, there might have been logic to do it that way. I don't know.
As for the injunction, for me, the biggest issue is the fact that there's a court challenge and injunction requested against our municipal development approval process. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, an attempt to usurp the authority of council to make development decisions as it's legislated to under the MGA. I don't get the sense that the town is going to be showing up with a table full of lawyers. The opinion is right now that the judge is going to see it for what it is and make the decision that is expected, which is, I'm sorry, you want to do what?
So what's the new court date again for that?
The 16th. There's two parts. There's a lawsuit, which is against Lawrence Hillingham, and then there's an injunction into our municipal development process. So these two parts may proceed and advance independently of each other.
Fair enough.
I expect the lawsuit part to be a long, drawn out, expensive process.